Hatchy, a dog's tale. Love is nothing if it isn't loyal. G. 1 hour 33 minutes. Drama. 2009. Director Lasse Hallström's film is about the revered, dignified, fiercely loyal Akita breed of dog from mountainous Japan, hailing from ancient times. At a bustling train station, an Akita pup stops at the feet of professor of music, Parker Wilson. Parker finds the pup so endearing that he tries, reluctantly, to trace the owner, then, not so reluctantly, takes it home to his wife, Kate, and daughter Andy. Despite Kate's initial reservations, the smitten Parker rears it as his own, naming it Hatchy, after its curious Japanese name tag. As Hatchy grows, he accompanies Parker to the station where he boards for work every morning and returns every evening to accompany him home. Over the years, that ritual sees Station Square regulars befriending Hatchy, stopping to ruffle his coat, and ask, "Hey Hatchy, how are you doing?" Parker doesn't know why Hatchy is different until Japanese colleague Ken explains. Akitas don't fetch. They're not people pleasers. They can't be bought. If he's gonna fetch, it'll be for a very special reason. The day Hatchy finally fetches, it's like he's preventing Parker from boarding his train. Hours later, Parker, at the university, collapses. Will Hatchy continue waiting for him at the station? The true story. Mr. Hallström's film is an American adaptation of the 1987 Japanese film based on the real-life Hachiko. Mr. Hallström pays solemn tribute with his closing credits text, when his master, a professor, died in 1925, the real-life Hatchy returned to the Shibuya train station the next day, and the next 9 years, to wait. Hachiko died in 1934. Today his statue sits in vigil there. Lovingly, Mr. Hallström shows how the train horn is Hatchy's cue to Parker's arrival, and how Hatchy weathers sun, rain, and snow while waiting. A low-angle shot captures the tree above, shedding and gaining foliage, with each passing season. Three Akitas of different ages play Hatchy. Gear, known for his patronage of ancient Eastern traditions and an accomplished musician himself, co-produces. Devoted dog. For Parker's family and passers-by, Hatchy's devotion is too perfect to imitate. It's beyond what their bodies or minds can understand, let alone do. But there's a reason it stirs. It challenges self-centered relationships that often pass for love. Mr. Hallström handpicks ephemeral symbols: popcorn, a ball game on TV, a hot dog, a single note or piece of music, all the while signaling something of the eternal. Mr. Hallström's point is that love is nothing if it isn't loyal, a lie if it isn't steadfast. Love is more than a fickle connection between names, faces, voices, skin tones, and bodies. Parker asks the young suitor who fancies his daughter if he loves her. The man nods. Parker nods too. That's what you want to remember on the bad days. Without saying it, Parker presumes bad days include death, not just disease. The word inseparable denotes intimacy that can't bear separation, and perhaps why Ken reads from Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass at Parker's funeral, "The soul is not more than the body. The body is not more than the soul. I hear and behold God in every object, yet understand God not in the least. In the faces of men and women I see God, and in my own face in the glass." When Andy is awed that her parents are celebrating their 25th wedding anniversary, Kate implies that their devotion runs deeper. Kate and Parker have been together longer than they've been apart. Ken seems to have been Parker's friend for almost as long. Both visit Parker's grave in remembrance. Thing is, Hatchy's bond with Parker feels deeper still. It isn't a dog-master bond of obedience either. Parker can't even get it to fetch. Perhaps it's more akin to a bond with Parker's heart? Even that sounds limiting, a bond preserved merely in life? Maybe it's truer to say that it's a bond with Parker's soul, preserved even in death. Hatchy appears to refine Whitman, who confesses in verse that there's a lot he understands not. Hatchy's devotion hints that the soul is indeed more than the body, for it outlasts it, making the body do what it can otherwise only dream of. Sometimes that's fetching a ball, even when it doesn't want to. At other times, it's waiting years for someone, but with each new day as defiantly, inexplicably as hopeful as the last. You can watch Hatchie, A Dog's Tale on Amazon Video, Apple TV, and Vudu. Hatchie, A Dog's Tale. Director, Lasse Hallström. Starring, Richard Gere, Joan Allen. MPAA rating, G. Running time, 1 hour, 33 minutes. Release date, June 13, 2009. Rated, 4 stars out of 5. Would you like to see other kinds of arts and culture articles? Please email us your story ideas or feedback at features@epictimes.nyc.